Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, November 10th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden claims he's willing to compromise with Republicans. Georgia prepares for yet another vote. Russia pulls back in southern Ukraine. A new report ranks the most polluted cities in America. Also ahead, will Trump and DeSantis go head to head? But first, the president holding a White House press conference after the vote. Mr. Biden said, quote, "The pundits predicted a giant red wave. It didn't happen. It was a good day for democracy and a good day for America. I'm ready to compromise with Republicans, but I will not compromise on abortion," unquote. Exit polling says reproductive rights and threats to democracy were the two top issues for Democrats. Officials in Georgia are preparing for yet another election on December 6th. Voters will again cast their ballot for Senate. Mandatory runoff was triggered because neither Herschel Walker nor Raphael Warnock cleared 50% of the vote. The race will likely decide which party controls the Senate. Warnock won a previous runoff in January 2021 when he beat Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler by 2 points. The dictator Putin withdrawing his forces from southern Ukraine, specifically the city of Kherson. The top commander of the Russian army relocating 20,000 troops back to Crimea. Ukraine President Zelensky says new conditions for peace negotiations with Moscow are on the table. Future talks must include war crimes, financial compensation, and return of territory. Well, of course, none of that will happen under Putin. The World Population Review ranks the most polluted cities in America. Towns are judged by sewage, air quality, toxic waste, access to clean water, and vermin, rats and roaches. The most polluted, New York City, Houston, San Diego. Very surprised to hear that. Newark, New Jersey, and the most polluted place in America, Los Angeles. Compared to the national average, folks in LA have a higher rate of cancer, asthma, and respiratory infections. In a moment, a possible Republican problem, Trump versus DeSantis. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The big winner in Tuesday's vote was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who now turns his attention to possibly running for president. However, one man stands in the way. That would be Donald Trump. So let's run down some data. Donald Trump's favorability, according to the Real Clear average this month, 39%. Unfavorable, 55%. In Florida, the election results had Ron DeSantis winning the governorship 60%. His opponent, 40%. Landslide. DeSantis won by 1.5 million votes in the Sunshine State. Last time he ran, he won by 30,000 votes. Money. Since leaving office, Donald Trump has raised $500 million. Now, he's given a lot of that away to Republicans running for office. He has, Donald Trump, $100 million left for a future presidential run. And, of course, he is the most prolific money raiser in American history. Ron DeSantis raised $200 million to run for re-election. He has $90 million left if he wants to run for president, so he's not far away from Donald Trump. Polling in Florida, no surprise, citizens would like DeSantis to run for president over Trump, 48-40. Nationwide, Trump 47% for president, and these are Republicans, of course. DeSantis 28, but rising. Now, a Trump-DeSantis primary would be very bloody, and it would hurt the Republican Party because both men would have to go after each other, and whatever they said would be used by Democrats down the road. There really isn't anyone else in the Republican Party at the level of Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, so it's down to them. The best course of action for those men, for the Republican Party, and possibly for America, depending on your point of view, is if they allied. Now, I don't know Ron DeSantis. Never met him, never talked to him. I do know Donald Trump very well. If Trump and DeSantis could come to an agreement whereby DeSantis would run as vice president, that would be a very formidable ticket. Now, DeSantis would have to move out of Florida, but Dick Cheney moved out of Texas in order to run with Bush the Younger, Cheney, of course, going up to Wyoming. So DeSantis would have to resign his governorship, which he's not going to do next year. This would all happen in 24, and then probably drive up the road to Georgia and get an apartment there. But if that happened, and if both men could sit down and agree on the ground rules, that would be a historical situation. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Legends, still a big bestseller. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 52 years ago today, Chinese officials opened the country's first tourist attraction to foreign visitors. Folks around the world flocked to see a 5,000-mile structure. Here is the story behind the Great Wall of China. It dates back to the 5th century B.C. At the time, East Asia was divided into a series of independent kingdoms, tribes, fighting each other. The first emperor of China ordered earlier fortifications to be removed and reassembled into a single system to defend against outside invaders, mostly Mongols in the north. For the next 2,000 years, Chinese emperors extended and fortified the Great Wall using the latest primitive technology. In 14 AD, the Ming Dynasty added stone fortresses, watchtowers, and sleeping quarters for soldiers. Since that time, the barrier has repelled 350 invasions, mostly horseback attackers. Couldn't get through the wall, obviously. In its totality, the Great Wall is the largest man-made structure in history, stretching thousands of miles with an average height of 30 feet. But it remained off limits to the world and to most of China for centuries. But on November 10th, 1970, the communist government unveiled the Great Wall to the public. Officials in Beijing believed the attraction would boost their legitimacy and their pocketbooks with tourists spending money. 16 months later, President Richard Nixon and the First Lady toured the site. Said Nixon, quote, "This exceeds all expectations. You have to conclude that this is indeed a great wall and that it had to be built by a great people," unquote, Richard Nixon. The Great Wall remains Asia's most popular destination. 10 million people visit every year. And here's something else you might not know. Not only is the Great Wall the biggest structure on the planet, it's also the deadliest. More than 1 million workers died building it, most from starvation, exhaustion, or assaults from attackers. Nearly all are entombed inside the stone. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.